crowd. We took questions from the crowd. Does anyone want to start?
It's a little less crowded today.
Anyone want to start with anything?
Well, the topic.
Mezuzah. So I'll tell you a question that I get every day, almost.
Every day,
every other day. About people moving out. Because the halacha is that if somebody moves out of a house, so you're not allowed to take your mezuzahs with you. Because the mezuzahs are a protection. And therefore, if you take the mezuzahs, you're considered being mazik, the next guy. So you can't take the mezuzahs. But the Rama writes that that doesn't mean it's a gift. In other words, so that means that if you're moving out, you have to offer to sell the mezuzahs to the new fellow. And if you want to buy it, then fine. And if not, you could take them. But it's not just a free gift that he gets, you know, that you have to give him the mezuzahs that you bought.
Can you give it as a free gift?
If you want to, I mean, you can always give a gift if you want.
Can you make profit off it? Like, you bought mezuzahs for 8, you sell it for 16?
Well, you should sell it to him at the cost, you know, or maybe even just...
Is there like a depreciation type cost? Like, can you evaluate it?
It's hard to evaluate.
It's 5 years, it's 5 years old, it's a little tattered now.
I think you should basically more or less give it at the cost price. Okay. Now, there is a din in the Gemara of Shar Ha'ir. Saftam al mezuzos b'secha u'visharecha. So what does the word visharecha mean? What is it? So the Gemara says the word visharecha means the gates of the city. So if you have a city that's surrounded, enclosed with gates leading into the city, so then the din is that you have to put mezuzah on the gates of the city. So Rashi in Yuma says it has to be Rov Yisrael. Rov Yisrael. If it's not Rov Yisrael, then you don't have to put mezuzahs on the gates of the city. So I think we mentioned last time that the Ir Atika is not Rov Yisrael, so technically it's not Chayiv in mezuzah. Rav David Feinstein told me once he thought that we don't pasky like this Rashi, even though the Orsameach is into this Rashi. Rav David thought that no, that it has to be Kol Yisrael.
No,
I have an important meeting right now.
Okay,
Haslacha. Straight away, using my hands.
Okay. Now, how did this conversation come about? Because I was discussing once with Rav David Feinstein whether elevators need mezuzah. That was the topic of the conversation. Do elevators need mezuzah?
You got a big elevator.
So what we mean, elevators needing mezuzah, it would mean on every floor, coming out of the floor, because usually you come out of an elevator, there's a whole big corridor, like here. Every floor, when you come out, there's a big space, right? So would you need a mezuzah, not on the part of the elevator that's moving, but on every floor on the part that's stationary, and the mezuzah would be on the right going out.
Why going out? Just as many people going in as out.
Yeah, but the thing is going in.
You're exiting?
Going in the elevator. That's the question, was the elevator might not be Dalaramas on Dalaramas. That's around 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. Most are not. Okay. So, but if you put it going out into every floor, so then every floor would have. So he thought that in the Hanami, that an elevator should have done to a prechayv and mezuzah, but he timed that that's only if it's only fully occupied by Jews alone. So if you have an apartment building that's occupied by Jews and non-Jews, even if it's Rav Yisrael, he thought it wouldn't be chayv, like the din of the poskim that hold if it's a shutfus between a goy and a Jew, many Rishonim hold it's potter from mezuzah. So the same thing over here. So then we had this conversation in Sukkot. Some years we sit in the same Sukkot together in the Lower East Side. So he said this to me, that only if the apartment building has all Jews. Even one goy, then it wouldn't upon the floor, whatever, wouldn't be chayv. Or wherever, I don't know exactly where. But he said, you need Kol Yisrael. So then, the next meal I was thinking about, I said, but then it comes out that, what about the Rashi and Yuma? So he said, we shouldn't pass it like the Rashi and Yuma. I always thought we passed it like the Rashi and Yuma, and I think some people do pass it like the Rashi and Yuma, but he didn't pass it like the Rashi and Yuma. So I remember when I went to see Rabbi Yashiv. So in his house, he lives like that on the second floor. So he has a private elevator, and there's a mezuzah on his elevator. Mezuzah on his elevator.
Can we have elevator?
I would assume going into the elevator. You see, the question is, going into the elevator might not be dalal on dalal, but. But some posts can hold that if it's a passageway, it's not like you're like a hallway. Some Chamudi Daniel holds it doesn't have to be dalal al dalal, because it's just a passageway. So a passageway is totally functional, even if it's not dalal al dalal. So a passageway could be chayv and mezuzah, even if it's not dalal al dalal. Also, who are in the elevator? Now, how did I? One of the reasons I started thinking about this shaila is I live here on 186th Street. So 186th Street, the building that I live in, was purchased by YU. Before, it was not owned by YU. So then, once it was purchased by YU, so I thought maybe they should put a mezuzah on the front door. There's no mezuzah on the front door of our building. Right? In other words, there's mezuzahs on people's private apartments, but there's no mezuzah on the front door. So that's where Rav David holds that you don't need, because lemaisa, the front door is leading. Even though most of the people, let's say 95% of the inhabitants of our building are Jewish, but there are still some non-Jews who live there. So that he thought. Would absolve the front door from having a mezuzah. So even if you want to say that the front door is sort of like the gateway to the city, like the gateway of the city is chayv mezuzah because it leads up to people's homes. So the same thing over here, it leads up to people's homes. And I always thought that we should paskin like Rashi and Yuma, that Rav Yisrael is sufficient. So therefore, I thought that there should be. It should be a mezuzah. In fact, I even like sort of put in an order. You know, and here in YU, you have to do everything through like different offices and things like that. So I even, I think, went to one of these offices. I don't know how promptly it was dealt with. But But then I spoke to Rav Dov, and the officers were not exactly doing it in the most chipozen fashion. So then he told me that that wasn't chayiv. And Rav Abadi told me he thought that, you know, Manhattan, the goyim there, they're gonna steal the mezuzahs. You know, the post can say if you live in a place where you feel that the mezuzah is gonna get stolen and mutilated, etc., then you don't have to put up a mezuzah. So he thought mitzadat, Rav Abadi, that it's gonna get stolen, and Rav David thought mitzad that it's not Kol Yisrael. And the YU office was wasn't, you know, necessarily doing it right away, so I just left it. Until one Purim, another person in the building decided to go ahead and actually put up a mezuzah, and that's Rabbi Goldbach.
Why on Purim?
Because on Purim, so they like before the Chagiga, he has like a congregation in his house of people, and then they danced down to the Chagiga. So I think on the way down, when they were coming out of the building, he wanted to make a Dover Chiddush. So he took a mezuzah, and he was koveya a mezuzah on the Pesach of our building. So, I definitely feel there's grounds lahalacha for that, especially now that YU owns a building, and it's Rov Yisrael, etc. Until one day, I don't know how long, not too long after this episode, I was walking in the building one day, and lo and behold, I don't see the mezuzah there anymore. And then I walk in a little bit, and I see, like, where the mail thing is, somebody took the mezuzah and put it on the wall near the mailboxes. And then I confirmed with Rav Gold that was the mezuzah that he put up. So that went, and then somebody took it away, whatever. So Lameisa, now we don't have that we don't have the mezuzah. But that's the context that the Gemara uses the word uvisharecha, that the shar ha'ir, shar ha'medina, is chayev mezuzah. However, there's another usage of the word v'sharecha, and that's the following. That is the following. The din is that the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is any doorway, listening, without a door, it's not chayav and mezuzah.
It's not a doorway, it's a door.
No, it's a doorway.
Sure. In other words, you have like arches in your house and things like that. You can have a lot of doorways in your house that don't have a door. Right? So we know our minhag is that we put a mezuzah there. But the Rambam sheet is, there's no mezuzah. There's no mezuzah if there's no door. It's not enough to have a doorway, but you need a delos itself. So the halacha, so it's interesting that the Rambam sheet is quoted as one day in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach says that we're choshish for the Rambam, meaning that we do put it up because we don't paskin like the Rambam, but at least in deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha unless the room has a door. It's not enough a doorway, but you need a door.
Or if there's curtains, what do you ever see that? If you leave curtains without a door?
Yeah.
So is that considered a delet?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Or even beads, I guess, same.
Right.
I don't know what people do now, but, you know, like the 70s, it's called that beads, you know.
Yeah, these beads, yeah. I'm a supak about that.
Yeah.
Is that called the door? So the Rambam sheet is that. So they asked the Rambam, I mean, the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara that way, but they asked the Rambam, where do you get this from? So the Rambam responded to the Chachmei Lunil that since it says in the Torah, Saftam al Mezuzos Pesecha uvisharecha, so Shar, so the Gemara Darshan means the gate of the city. But the Rambam said every room has a gate. What's the gate? The door. A door is the Shar. The door is the gate. Because what's a gate? A gate is sort of like a door. So it's not only a din in the Shar Ha'ir, but he says whenever you have a chiyuv mezuzah, it's beisecha, you need a bais, and you need visharecha, you need a shar. And the shar is the door. So if you have a doorway with a door, that's a shar. So Mimela, he says that's the pshat in the pasuk in Chumash, that whenever it says visharecha, that since it says visharecha, that's why you need a shar, and therefore you need a door. So as I said, we don't paskin like this opinion, and we put it up even without. But in deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha. So you don't make a bracha if there's no door. Okay. Which is interesting because I believe Rabbi Kivega points out that, you know, there's a difference when the Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion or doesn't quote an opinion. Whereas a lot of times there are different opinions in the poskim about certain issues. But and usually the Beis Yosef, right? You know, where do you find the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Jose? You ever hear the Sefer Beis Yosef? Hello?
Yeah.
Where would I go to find it if I needed to look in the base?
Yes.
In the base. What?
Is he
not exactly. Where would I go find if I want to look something up in the base, Yosef? Where would I go?
Tour.
Right there.
In the tour. Right. What's your name again?
Gabriel.
McGillnick. Yeah, in the tour. There's the tour, the Arba Turim is the tour, and on the side of the tour is the Beis Yosef and the Bach. So basically, what did he do in the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef, he collects all the opinions that he had his able to get. All the different shittas Rishonim. And it's usually like two paragraphs, three paragraphs long each piece. And in the Shulchan Aruch, he decides who he wants a paskin like, and that's like one line. So for every two, three paragraphs in the tour in the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch appears one line. Because in the Shulchan Aruch, he basically... Now, sometimes in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a... He tells you only one opinion. And sometimes he'll say, Yesh Omrim this, Yesh Omrim that. So the Rabbi Kivega says, it does make a difference if the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion or doesn't. In other words, Beis Yosef, he collects everything. But if he decided to write it in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that's considered chashuk, even though he didn't pasuk like that. So for example, when the Rabbi Kivega discusses over here, he brings the opinion of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, even though we don't pasuk like that. So that's why I think Rabbi Kivega and maybe others point out that that's why the Shach is Choshish, not to make a bracha on putting up a mezuzah if there's no door. Okay. Whereas there's another, I think that Rabbi Kivega points this out, that elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch, it discusses a base otsar. What's it then if you have a place for storage? So there's a machlokas Rishonim. So some Rishonim hold that it's chayev, and some Rishonim say no, that only if you actually do things that the person actually goes there and gets dressed there and does things there, but it's not enough that...
It's like a walk-in closet.
Yeah, so one second. So there, the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote both opinions. Even though in the Beis Yosef, I think he quoted both opinions. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Egger is saying. So that makes that opinion that he didn't quote less chashuv, because he didn't quote it in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, and they're klalim that the post can bring. Of how do you know, like, so sometimes the Shulchan will say Yesh Omer this and Yesh Omer that. So then the poskim assume that he means the poskim like the second Yesh Omer. But if he'll just quote an opinion stam, it doesn't say Yesh Omerim, and then he'll say Yesh Omerim, he means the poskim like the first opinion. Because he's saying the opinion. So that's calling it a Yesh Omerim. They're those that say. He's saying it as an opinion. And then he's saying Yesh Omerim, so that's mashma, that's a more secondary opinion. Understand? So whenever the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, you have to know the klolim, which one did he mean to paskin like? Which one didn't he mean to paskin like? And sometimes, as we said before, he doesn't even quote the two opinions. So by, like Rabbi Akiva Egger points out, by the door with the Rambam, he quotes the two opinions. But by the Beis HaOtzer, he only quotes the one opinion that says Yechayef. Okay, so that's the this story. Now, as we said in the past, the mezuzah is put on the right side of the door. Well, how do we know that? Where does it say that in the Torah? Hello? Where does it say in the Torah that you put the mezuzah on the right side of the door? Do you have any marker? Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Satam al mezuzos beisecha, right? Beisecha means your house. But the Gemara dash and beisecha derech the osa. Derech the osa. The way you go into the room. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, because when people walk, most people walk with their what? With their right foot first. So the way they go into the room is on the right. So since the Gemara Darshins, they score there, the Oscar, so most people walk with their right foot first, so then that's why the mezuzah is on the right side going into the room. That's how the Gemara Darshins. And even us lefties, right? Who's a lefty here? Any other lefties here? Okay, us two. Okay, good. Yeah, so us lefties, even though when we walk with our left foot first, right? Right? We walk with the left foot. So then, we, in this Gabby, this halacha, we follow the rabbis.
Why is it not the way the door opens? Would that be more practical?
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So us lefties...
It's not like tefillin where you get on...
Right, so tefillin... It's interesting, my six-year-old son is a righty. Just today he decided, he said, you know, I want to be a lefty. He woke up this morning. In the old days, you know, that. In Europe, if someone was a lefty, they trained you to make sure to be a righty. because they view that as being not right. And they would force people who were otherwise lefties to be righties. I mean, it's interesting, you do find a halacha that the Kohen, who is a lefty, that's considered a mum for the avoda. Right? In other words, only if you're a righty you can do the avoda. But if you're a lefty. Are you a Kohen?
No.
I'm not a Kohen either, so it doesn't matter. They're possible avoda anyway. But if you're already Kohen and you're lefty, so that could be a mevshaila. Right, so it's a mum. So it's interesting, Gabi, this halacha, everyone, derech biyoscha. So presumably it means because most people go with their right foot first. And I don't think it would change. I assume, first of all, most people in the world are righties, right? What are the statistics?
90%.
Yeah, that's what it is. 90% of the world is righties.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, you guys have laptops here. So.
I don't have any internet.
Yeah.
You don't have internet.
Budget cuts.
You don't have internet. There's one building.
Well, the first of all, there's no one.
The only one godforsaken building.
Really? Interesting. I never knew that.
They ran out of
money.
When they have
the budget for the wireless.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah. You guys
gotta
go to the town hall meetings.
Oh, well. They can manage to walk on that whole thing. This building is still before the lock.
Yeah, this building was here before the lock.
Yeah.
But they just did the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they just did the Wi-Fi then. Last year. When the clock was built, they did the Wi-Fi.
I know, so they should have done it.
They probably did set up the Wi-Fi as they were building the building.
You're not understanding the point of the
game. Yeah.
It's interesting, this one.
Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, I didn't know that. It's interesting. But I think that you follow the rove. And even if the rove will change, theoretically, Hilchos Mezuzah is not going to change. Because you always follow the right. Because like Rav Shachter sometimes quotes from the Chazon Ish, that it says that, you know, 2,000 years was Tohu, and 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yimus HaMashiach. And the Chazon Ish says Pshat, that means that whenever you have halacha that's totally in Metzias, we go bust the Metzias of the 2,000 years of Torah. So if that's the way it was Nikva then, so then that's the way it is. Rav Shach said in the context also, like, B'shach B'chov Mecha. Like, you say Kriyishma, B'shach B'chov, when people are going to sleep. So, even though now in the winter, Tzeisach Chachovim is very early, you know, and no one's going to sleep at 5:30. So maybe you should say no one should be able to be able to say Kriyishma at 5:30, because it's not Zman Shkiva. For anybody, maybe the little kids at best, not even my little kids, maybe the youngest is going to bed then. But as Rav Shachter pointed out, based on the Chazon Ish, that the Beis Halacha Torah means that there was first the 2,000 years of creation of Tohu and then Torah, so that means the Torah means that the Metzias of the world, the Gabe. The halachas that are tali in Metzias are tali in those years, and therefore there's no Indian to say, no one's a chayshish, as like Rav Shachter said, that you should wait at least till 10 o'clock, you know, to say Kriya Shema. It's a mucker for the 10 o'clock Meir in YU. No one says that. Everyone says you could be yotze already, whenever Tzeisach Chachovim is, and now in the winter it's very early. So that's what it is. So the same thing by Derech Biyoscha. Derech Biyoscha means that most people go with their right foot first. So since most people go with their right foot first, so that's it. So then the mezuzah is put on the right side going in the room. Good. Now, there is a whole discussion in the post-kim, like, how do you determine what's the right size? See, this room is very simple. This room is only one way to go in this room.
Yeah.
So, the right side is on that side. We go again. But what if a room has several doors? Say there would be another doorway here. So then theoretically, you can have one door that people come in and then they go out the other door. So what would be the case over there? What if we would have one room,
one door that people come in, and then everyone would leave through another door? What would be the din? So the machlokes haposkim. Some poskim hold that you follow the traffic, the flow of traffic. And since the flow of traffic is going in, and then when you leave, going out, that next mezuzah will be going out into the hallway. And that would be the way to do it. Others say no, that since this room is more chashuv, because the hall is not really used for anything, it's just a passageway, so the hishtamshus is more in this room than the hallway, so maybe both doors should have people going in. They have users going in. So that's a discussion. But say you have a building where you have one mezuzah, you have like buildings and apartment buildings, things like that, that this door is made to go in and the other door is made to go out of the building. So would that be taller in that machlokas? So Pashtus says no. Because if there's a doorway that's just leading to the street and it's not an enclosed area, even though you're going out, the mezuzah is still going to be going in. So that's a question. So anyway, different opinions about that. But the chora for it to go out, but some people is a very big kiddush. If you go to, there are some buildings that have it, it's a very big kiddush. Two buildings that come to mind. If you ever go to Florida, Tower 41, so in there, on the front floor there, there's a mezuzah going into the building, and then there's a door to come out, and they have a mezuzah going out into the. That's one place. And then if you ever go into Stern College, they have the same thing there. Stern College, they have a mezuzah going in, a mezuzah going out. And then a different opinion, yeah. Now, there is a Gemara that says you follow Hekert Seer. What does Hekert Seer mean? Hekert Seer means that it's Rav Hazal, what it meant is like this. That the door was on a hit, you know, like on a vertical stick, and then you put, there was a hole in the ground, and there was a vertical stick, and then the door swung on this vertical stick. So if the hole that the thing was in room A, so that meant that's the room that you're going into. If the hole was in room B, then that's considered the room you go into. Which contemporary post-him just say that means following which way the door opens into, like you said. And that's the way to go. Whichever way the door opens into, that's the mezuzah goes into that way. That's the shita of Hekert Seer. That's the shita of Hekert Seer. Now, let me tell you. it's interesting that that is brought in the Gemara, has been affected here. So the Chabad, all the Lubavitcher institutions. Yeah. And all those Lubavitcher institutions, they follow this opinion. That they follow, the mezuzah always goes in the direction that the door opens. The door opens into this room, the mezuzah goes into this room. That's the minhag Chabad. So say for example, you know, in the old building, you know, there's an old building. So the base medrash there, you know that base medrash?
Yeah.
What we call the Zeisman base medrash, which was the
old main.
The old main, which was there from, I don't know, it says 1927 on the building. So we should give it some respect.
I think it was a mosque.
What was a mosque? So there, the doorways go into the hall.
Right?
All the doorways of that base medrash open into the hall. So if this would be a Lubavitcher institution, which it's not, then all the mezuzahs would go out into the hall, or the right out into the hall. Because they treat Hekatsir as the most important, because that's what's written in the Gemara. Now we hold, no. Most of Fali Israel does not follow the Minhag Chabad, and we hold that, no, Heket Seir is if you can't figure out which is the way of traffic, which is the Iker way, that is even, so then you follow Heket Seir as a tiebreaker. But if it's clear, like the base mesh, people are coming from the hallway into the base mesh. So it's clear which way is in and which way is out. So there, since it's so clear which is in and which is out, you put it on the right side, going into the base medrash. Because that's where people are going. They come from the hallway into the base medrash. When they go out of the base medrash, they're going out of the base medrash, not going into the hallway. When I come into this room, I'm coming into this room. When I come out, I don't say I'm going into the hallway, I'm coming out of the room. Because then you could say that every door should require two mezuzahs.
Right.
You should require two mezuzahs the right time going in, and then I'm going into the hallway, so there should be another mezuzah here. Which is good, but we don't do that.
Also, it's the way the door pulls, like, from what I know.
Right. So we
like
hold,
main
okay,
base
okay, okay, out. Yeah. Go on, even if this door would go out into the hall, we would still put the mezuzah going in.
What about?
The minhag Chabad is to always go
on the opposite.
The way it's pulling out. Rabbi Yehuda Marlow told me once, he was the Baruch Tzedek in Lubavitch some time ago, he was Nifter. It was a big time of talking. So he told me that in Chabad they do that for everything but the front door. The front door, even if it would be going out, they will still put it going into the house. But, And he admitted that it's really against the poskim. He wasn't trying to say it wasn't, but that's the minhag Chabad. That is the minhag Chabad to follow Heket Seir. And so if you're Chabad, that's what you do. If you're not Chabad, you don't do it.
What about a revolving door? Where it has one specific entrance and one specific exit, they just have to be in the same place, 3 feet away from each other. Do you have to put one mezuzah on each side? You know how there's like a bowl, like a circle, and then the doors are inside of it? You can put it right in front.
Forget a revolving door. This door. What about this door? This door we use as an entrance and an exit. We only put up one mezuzah.
Right, but this entrance and exit is used the same way in both places. The entrance and the exit in a revolving door are in two separate places. They just happen to have the same door between them.
Yeah.
And you can't really get to the entrance. If you're coming out the exit, you put it right where the entrance one is. You can't really get to it.
In other words, the whole question is, what if you have a doorway exit only? Who's from Montreal here? Who's from Montreal? I was just in Montreal for Chassan the first time ever. So Montreal is French, so all the exit signs said S-O-R-T-I-E, Sorti, something like that. So that's what it says, exit. So So what if you have a doorway that's only for exit? So some hold, I think Rav Abadi told me that it's meager than it's potter, because it's not kinesa to anything. And Rav Shakta held that you put it going in. And there are some people who say you put it going out. Because the three shitas of what you do with an exit door. I think Rav Shakta said you put it going in, even though that's not the hiluch. Rav Abadi, I believe, told me, if I'm not mistaken, he told me that it's potter legamri. And there's some people that put it, you know, just going out into the yonder. We're talking about an exit that leads just into yonder, not into an enclosed area.
Like a fire escape exit?
Just a regular exit that they have a special place only for an exit that leads into the street. Yeah. Yeah, where by block or by. Yeah, so it's only exit. There's no handle. As Rabbi Cohen is very saying. There's no handle even.
It's
emergency exit. Emergency exit. That's the question. It's emergency exit. I have.
What happens here? Like, is there a mezuzah there? Now I'm interested.
So go check.
Did you see a ribbon? Remember last time we were talking about it, last class? Someone mentioned how when you enter a ribbon, and you talk on the far right, right to enter before the security desk. It's in fact you can't. It's almost like impossible to touch the mezuzah after you open the door. You gotta touch it and open.
Yeah.
Did you look at that? Or?
No, I didn't. I have to look.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, but that's the trial of the exits. You know, the salty. So that's. Rav Moshe has a chiddush, big chiddush. He says, "See, so we consider Hakatzir as the tiebreaker." Whereas if everything is equal, that the traffic both ways, and that both ways are equally used, so then we follow the Heketzir, which way the door is. But what if it's sliding doors?
Yeah.
That if it's equal, but there's sliding doors, so there's no in or out, because it's a sliding door. It's not a door that goes into this room versus going into that room. So you don't have the Heketzir to break the tie. So then what do? Rav Moshe says, Potter min mezuzah. That's what he holds.
It's not like it slides into the wall itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it slides into the wall itself.
Meaning it slides.
It's not a regular slide, it's either on that side or to the other.
It's sliding.
You have fresh doors which go into the wall, which go into the post.
Mm-hmm.
I would be on one side or the other side.
Would that be considered Heketzir? Maybe that would be considered Heketzir. But he held if everything's equal, there's no way of. Say there's no door, say.
Just an entryway?
Yeah, and everything is equal. And so if it's not Nikar, which is the Knesset and Yetzia, and because the traffic is the same both directions, and then he held. I think Rav Shachter once said from Rebelsky. That usually Lemaisa, he would ask, when someone would have that Shaila, he would ask, Rav Moshe would ask, "No, so what did you do?" And when they said what they did, they said, "Oh, we'll leave it that way." You know, he would, but because he held Maker, then it's really Potter, so whatever you do is good. So it's important that, you know, you should make sure that you have nice mezuzahs. You know, especially Bez Hashem, you're all going to get married, you're going to have apartments. So, I don't think you have to spend for the most expensive, but get something, you shouldn't get something that's like a sloppy mezuzah, you know what I mean? So get something that's mechubad, you know, because, and when you're going to leave, so you're not going to lose your money, because either the guy won't want to buy it, as we said before, or you could tell him that, you could charge him for it. So one should go ahead and get these. Then I'll tell you the shaila here that comes up. Maybe I'll hear what you have to say in the shaila. These are these kitchens in Washington Heights. They have like this. And then they have like this. They have something protruding out of here.
I have one of those.
Yeah, you have one of those?
I do.
And then you come in between.
Because it was a room and then a kitchen, and they just built out and made a bigger kitchen.
Yeah.
So there's in the middle of the kitchen where the kitchen actually used to serve.
So where do you put the mezuzah? Do you put it here?
Here.
Or do you put it on this lower?
But not the lower.
So what do you think, guys?
I have no idea.
It's the lower.
You think the lower?
Higher.
What?
Lower.
Higher.
Who said higher?
I go higher.
Yeah, what do you say?
That little thing isn't really the wall. Well, it's not really part of the post.
This thing.
The post is really...
Oh. So it's like this. So the Nesivus. You know, who's the Nesivus? Have you heard of the Nesivus?
The shop.
What?
Nesivus shop.
No, not the Nesivus shalom. See, in this generation, the Nesivus shalom is so popular, we think that the Nesivus is the Nesivus shalom. But the Nesivus is Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, which would be thoroughly according. Nothing to take away from the Nesivus shalom, but the Nesivus is thoroughly according. And he wrote many things. And one of the things he wrote was a sitter. Well, the Derech Chaim Sitter. What is the Derech Chaim Sitter? Basically, it's a sitter with Piskei Halacha on the bottom, you know, relevant to the parts of the different things. So then somebody decided, like, who needs the sitter? It's a sitter, we get a sitter all the time. So let's just print the halachas. Because that's the Kiddush and the Siddur. The Siddur is not the Kiddush. It's the Piskei Dinim. So the Piskei Dinim, he writes, that if the lower part is 10 tefachim high, then you put it on the lower part. That's what he writes. However, in the Sefer Das Kedoshim, he says, no, that's not what it means. He quotes, I forget if Das Kedoshim was different parts to it. One of the parts there, the Das Kedoshim, he says, no, if you put it here, that's a problem. You know, because this is below the Shlish. This is not in the Shlish Ha'Elyon. So he says, what the Nesivus meant was like this. If you have a thing like this where it has a lower thing, but the lower thing is also within the Shlish Elyon of the whole Pesach, so then you can put it here, not here. But if the thing here is below the Shlish Elyon, then not. That's what in the Sefer Das Kedoshim, one of the Mefarshim that says this type. So yeah.
And like I understand if this is the kitchen only. If like that room.
First of all, you have to realize that usually a lot of these kitchens anyway are not dalal al dalal. You know, so anyway, they probably put them anyway. But once somebody once brought me into their apartment and they had this type of shayla, it wasn't by the kitchen, it was by their like living room, and it was a room that topping was dalal al dalal.
But if you had this,
see,
in my apartment, I had this.
The question is, if you put it here, someone a timer that. This is not, the Pesach is only over here. So maybe you can only put it here. To tell you the truth, I'm not here to the Paschal right now in the Shiloh, but I don't know, it bothers me a lot to put it here. In other words, in my heart, I'm more into the top because I think that Lamaisa, this is the whole thing is the Pesach. In other words, this is the Tzuras HaPesach. Lamaisa, okay, only over here, but this is not. These are mezuzahs of the Pesach. These are not the Pesach. So I think really it should go here. Even though many have told me, including Rav Dov Feinstein, Rav Badi, have told me that goes to the bottom, but I still leave you only perhaps not that way. Recently I had another Shiloh, I'll tell you, which also I felt one way, but Rav Badi thought differently. I'll tell you, this is the Shiloh. I'm sure you must have seen this type of doorway. Look at this. There's a doorway. Okay. Then you have what we call a, what do you call these things?
Column?
Column, right. You know, they make these columns. So the Maisa, where do you walk? You walk through here, right? You know, there was here, there's not enough space to walk. So should you put the mezuzah here, or should you put the mezuzah here? That's the question. So leave me only to put it here. Because I don't think the column is really like Zuki Tikr, it's not really the Pesach. Rav Badi thought that no, if it's close enough, it's like, well, it's one hepsha to put it here. That's what he thought, but leave me only, I wasn't totally convinced, but that's what he said to me. That's what he said to do. So these are shilas that I'm still grappling with every day, rethinking these. In my Sefer Erevin, I have a whole piece on this. I had a raya from the Sabra Rebbe that to put it on top and on the bottom, and I'm still grappling with these questions. So we have to get together and discuss it. But these are this Shiloh is all the time, and this Shiloh is a recent Shiloh that somebody wanted to know about. Yeah.
For this kitchen, the way I moved into an apartment like this, the way they did it was the room outside of where these cutout was is an extension of the kitchen now. Like there's cabinets past there also.
Right.
So even if that was of the right size to need require a mezuzah, if it's just an extension of the same room, would it need it with a half a doorway?
Well, it has a separate surah sapesa, so. If you'd like everyone to come to see your apartment, I'd be happy to make a house call. Okay, Rabosai, what's next week? What's the topic?
Puru.
Puru is supposed to be
today. Oh, Puru.
We'll do it next week.
It's not big enough anyway. I was just for interest's sake.
Okay. Yeah. That was the meeting.
Were we on the hot mode, old Jack?